You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. A few weeks ago, kids at the Gun Lake Tribe's summer camp in Hopkins gathered around to learn a traditional round dance before the tribe's powwow this weekend. Yebishan Oldshield is a jingle dress dancer. The jingle dress dance is a healing dance for the tribe. Oldshield says she's been dancing all her life, even before she was born.
I had heard a beautiful birth story last year on my birthday of one of my mom's friends had told me that she was actually dancing right before she gave birth to me at a powwow. So that's what I always say, that I was even dancing when I was in my mother's womb.
The powwow means a lot to the tribe. After all, the Gun Lake Tribe wasn't federally recognized until the late 1990s, the last of the Potawatomi bands in this area to achieve that status. Kevin Finney is the executive director of the GJAC Foundation, which helps organize cultural activities for the tribe. He says it's taken the Gun Lake Band a long time to get to where it is today. Finney says it all goes back to 1830, when President Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act. That allowed the country to relocate Native Americans to unsettled territory west of the Mississippi River in exchange for current Native American lands. Some tribes agreed to the move, but not the Gun Lake Band.
Gun Lake Band refused to sign the removal agreements and remained on its traditional homeland here in West Michigan, moving up towards Gun Lake and Bradley, where the community is located now. And for many years, the tribal leaders in this community for a lot of generations sought sovereignty and held on to Anishinaabe and Potawatomi identity and culture. And so sovereignty has been a long, long, long battle to be able to achieve what has taken place today.
But it would be almost 150 years until the Gun Lake Tribe and other Native Americans could legally celebrate their religion. David Shinnatiquit is Odawa, but married into the Gun Lake Band of Potawatomi.
Jimmy Carter signed a bill where they called it the Freedom of Religion Act. So up until then, it was illegal for us to have any gatherings like this. So we've come a long way in a short period of time. So, but they were the people that kept on these traditions and did them, you know, back in the bush, we say.
Last year was the first time the Gun Lake Tribe was able to host a public powwow. David Shinnatiquit says the Gun Lake Band is a small tribe. Until now, they didn't have the money to put on their own event. Though Kevin Finney says the tribe has helped with other local Potawatomi powwows in the past. Ojibwe member George Martin also married into the Gun Lake Band. He's a center fire chief in the Three Fires Lodge of the Midwaywin Society, a religious healing group.
And we teach while we're out here. We teach our culture, our music, our dance, and we teach them that and let them know that we're still here. We've been here for thousands of years, and we're still here, and we're still doing what we did thousands of years ago.
If you're planning on going to the powwow this weekend, David Shinnatiquit has a few etiquette tips. Be respectful, ask before taking a photo with someone, and don't drink or do drugs before coming into the arena.
We want everything to be good, positive energy down here. And, you know, I would say the best tip that I can give anybody is to, if you don't know, ask somebody, and we're glad to help.
The second annual Sweetgrass Moon Powwow takes place Saturday from 1 o'clock to 9 in the evening and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the GJAC camp in Hopkins. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.